The Secret Garden by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Dramatized in 5 episodes by Judy Allen. After the death of her parents in India, Mary Lennox comes to stay in Misselthwaite Manor, where her only friends are Martha the servant and a robin in Ben Weatherstaff's garden. But Mary's certain there's someone else in the house, someone who can be heard at night crying strangely in one of the dark rooms along the corridor. Episode 2.
There, Miss Mary, there's the fire lit for you.
I can't see the moor. It's all hidden by grey mist.
There'll be no going out today.
I haven't heard that crying again.
I never did hear crying. I told thee it was the wind.
You said it might be the scullery maid with toothache.
Don't trouble thyself about it.
Martha, what do you do in your cottage when it rains like this?
Hey, the cottage does seem small then. It's as well Mother's a good-tempered woman.
Your mother sounds very nice.
Our Dickon, he doesn't mind the wet. He sees things on rainy days as doesn't show when it's fair weather. He once found a fox cub half-drowned in its hole. He brought it home in his shirt to keep it warm. It's with him still.
Does it sit by your fire?
Sometimes. He found a half-drowned young crow another time, and he brought it home too and tamed it. It's named Soot because it's so black.
If I had a crow or a fox cub, I could play with it. But I have nothing.
Can they knit?
No.
Can they sew?
No.
Can they read?
Yes.
Well then, why doesn't they read something?
I haven't any books. They were left in India.
If only Mrs. Medlock had let me into the library, there's thousands of books there.
Where are you going?
I have to do the rest of my work now. Don't fret. It'll not rain forever.
I will go and find the library myself. Mrs. Medlock said there were 100 rooms with closed doors. Can there be 100 really? Even if I can't find the library, I can see how many doors I can count. I may get lost. I don't mind. How many doors so far? I forgot to count. This one isn't locked. Just a room with pictures. Oh, and little ivory elephants. Perhaps they came from India. It must have been a lady's sitting room. Oh, it is all so quiet and so dusty. What was that? Something in the cushion. Oh, mouse, you've made a nest and you have babies. Don't worry, your secret place is safe. I'll go away. These are not the stairs I came up. I think I may be lost. I don't think I've been in this corridor before. How still everything is. Well, it's nearer than it was last night. And it is someone crying.
you doing here? What did I tell you about not poking about?
I turned round the wrong corner. I didn't know which way to go, and I heard someone crying.
You didn't hear anything of the sort. The master'd better get you a good nurse. I've got enough to do. Now you stay where you're told to stay, or you'll find yourself locked up.
There was someone crying. There was. And I will find out.
Art thou awake?
Look at the moor.
Aye, the storm's over for a bit. Now, I've got my breakfast in t'other room all ready. It's my day out and I'm going home. Hey, I'll be glad to see Mother.
I liked your mother.
I should think they did. Now, here's thy water to wash in.
I've never seen her, though.
Well, she's that sensible and good-natured that no one could help liking her, whether they'd seen her or not.
I like Dickon, and I've never seen him.
I've told thee the very birds like him. I wonder what Dickon would think of thee.
He wouldn't like me. Nobody does.
How does thou like thyself?
Not at all, really. But I've never thought of that.
Mother said that to me once when I was in a bad temper. It made me laugh and it brought me to my senses.
I'll be lonely when you've gone.
Now then. I can get herself dressed and out of door, I suppose. There's not the baby there was when they arrived. I'm away now.
Same weather stuff. Are you busy?
Springtime's coming. Can I smell it?
Well, I smell something nice and fresh and damp.
Yeah, that's the earth in a good humour, making ready to grow things.
It doesn't look as though it's doing anything.
It flower gardens out there, things will be stirring down below at dark. You'll see bits of green spikes sticking out at the black earth after a bit. They'll push up a little bit this day, a little more the next. You watch him.
I'm going to. Oh, here's the robin. Do you think he remembers me?
Remembers, eh? He's never seen a little wench here before. He's bent on finding out all about thee.
Are things stirring down below in the dark, in that garden where he lives?
What garden?
The one where you said the old rose trees are.
Yeah.
Is it all dead? All flowers grow up there in the summer.
Ask him. He's the only one as knows. There, he's off. He's seen enough of you for one day. And so have I.
I'm not to ask about the shut-up garden. I'm not to look in rooms. And I'm not to ask about the crying. I like that garden, even though I've never seen it. And I like Dickon and Martha's mother, though I've never seen them either. And I like Martha. And I like the robin. That seems a good many people to like. Oh, Robin, I think you're following me. Are you looking for worms? Would you like me to kick the earth away a bit for you? Or there is something here. But it isn't anything for you to eat. Just a rusty iron ring. Wait, it's attached to something. It's an old key. Perhaps it's been buried for 10 years. Perhaps it's the key to the garden. What use is a key without a door? Martha, you're back. Mrs. Medlock had to get me up this morning.
She let me sleep over at home.
What did you do at your cottage?
Mother and I got all the washing and cleaning out of the way, and there was a good fire and a smell of bacon. And Dickon, he said our cottage was good enough for a king to live in. Then in the evening, Mother and I did the mending, and I told them about you. They wanted to hear all about India and all about the ship you came in. I couldn't tell them enough.
Would they like to hear about riding on elephants and camels?
My word, I should think they would.
And about officers going to hunt tigers.
It would send them clean off their heads.
Did Dickon Owen and your mother really like to hear about me?
Why, our Dickens eyes nearly started out of his head. But my mother, she says, now, Martha, you just think how you'd feel in a big place like that, wandering about alone and no mother. You do your best to cheer her up, she says. And I said I would.
You do cheer me up. I like to hear you talk.
And what does tha think? I've brought thee a present.
A present?
A man was driving across the moor, peddling odds and ends. And mother, she says to me, Martha, tha's brought thy wages like a good lass, and I've got four places to put every penny, but I'm just going to take tuppence out of it to buy that child a skipping rope. And here it is. I've had it hid in the pocket of my apron.
Oh, your mother's very kind. But what's it for?
What's it for? Does that mean they've not got skipping ropes in India, for all they've got elephants and tigers? Just watch me. One, two, three, four, five. I've skipped as much as 500 when I was 12. But I wasn't as fat then as I am now, and I was in practice.
Oh, do you think I could ever skip like that?
Yeah, you just try it. Come out of the way of that flower pot, though. That's it. Come on, you got to turn the rope. That's it.
I'm not very clever at it.
If you practice, you'll get better.
Oh, I do like it.
Put on that things and run and skip out of doors. That's what Mother said for you to do.
Oh, Martha, they were your wages. It was your tuppence, really. Thank you.
Oh, does I want to shake me hand? There, then. Oh, what a queer old womanish thing. If that'd been our Elizabeth Ellen, that'd have given me a kiss.
Do you want me to give you a kiss?
Nay, not me. If tha was different, perhaps I'd want to myself, but tha isn't. Run outside and play with the rope.
Well, upon my word, tha skipped red into the cheeks.
I've never skipped before.
I wouldn't have believed tha could do it at all.
I can only go up to 20.
Just see out Robin Redbreast watching thee. He's never seen a skipping rope before. He followed after thee yesterday. He'll be at it again today. He'll be bound to find out what skipping rope is.
One, two, three, four, five, six. Hello, Robin. You did follow me. You showed me where the key was yesterday. It's still in my pocket. I can feel it every time I skip. You ought to show me the door today, but I don't believe you know where it is. Oh, don't fly away. Have I vexed you? I see, I see. This is the wall with no door in it. This is the wall of the closed garden. All this green stuff. It isn't growing on the wall at all. It's hanging down in front of it like a curtain. There's something under here. It's a doorknob. And there's a door under here with a keyhole in it. Oh, I think the key fits. But I can't turn it. It's too stiff. Perhaps it isn't the right key. Yes, it does turn. I found it. This is the closed garden. How still it is. How still. I'm the first person who has spoken in here for 10 years. How can it be so beautiful when everything in it has died? All the brown dead roses. They climbed everywhere before they died. They tangled into arches. Thank you for bringing me here. This is the most mysterious place I ever saw. Is it all quite dead? I wish it wasn't. No. Here are some of those little green points like the ones Ben showed me. Yes, they are growing things. They can't breathe with all this dead grass over them. There. Oh, if only the roses weren't all dead. There would be thousands of them, all over the walls and on the bushes and trailing from the trees. I'm going to go all over the garden and clear as much as I can of those things that are alive.
Two helps a dinner, eh? Mother will be pleased when I tell her what the skipping rope's done for thee.
Martha, today I found some white roots that look like onions. What are they?
They're bulbs. The little ones are snowdrops and crocuses. The big ones are narcissus and daffy-down-dillies. The biggest of all is lilies and purple flags. Dickon's got a whole lot planted in our bit of garden.
Does Dickon know all about them?
Our Dickon can make a flower grow out of a brick wall. Mother says he just whispers things out of the ground.
Martha, I wish I had a little spade.
Aren't they going to take to digging now?
This is such a big, lonely place. I thought if I had a spade, I could make a little garden somewhere.
There now. Mother said they should give you a bit of garden for yourself.
Your mother understands a lot of things, doesn't she?
Well, it's like she says, a woman as brings up 12 children learns something besides her ABC.
Martha, how much would a little spade cost?
Well, at Thwaite Village, I saw a little garden set with a spade and a rake and a fork for 2 shilling.
I've got more than that in my purse. Mrs. Medlock gave me some money from Mr. Craven. 1 shilling every Saturday.
That's riches! The rent on our cottage is only 1 and 3 pence, and it's like pulling eye teeth to get it. Now, I've just thought of something.
What?
Does thou know how to print letters?
I know how to write.
No, our Dickon can only read printing. If thou could print, we could write a letter to him and ask him to go and buy garden tools, and he could buy some packs of flower seeds at the same time.
Oh, Martha, you are nice.
We can put the money in the envelope and I'll get the butcher's boy to take it in his cart. He's a great friend of Dickon's.
But how shall I get the things when Dickon's bought them?
He'll bring them to you himself.
Oh, I never thought I should see Dickon.
Does thou want to see him?
Yes, I do. I never saw a boy foxes and crows loved. Martha?
Yes?
Has the scullery maid got toothache again today?
What makes thee ask that?
Because I just remembered that when I was waiting for you to bring my dinner, I heard that far-off crying again. Just like the other night.
Hey, thou mustn't go walking about in corridors and listening. Mr. Craven would be that there angry.
He's never here.
He is the master and he gives his orders.
Anyway, I heard it. That's 3 times now.
That was Mrs. Medlock's bell. I have to run.
This is the strangest house anyone's ever lived in. Ben Weatherstaff?
Yeah? Not like the robin. I never knows when I shall see thee or which side they'll come from.
He's friends with me now. Are you friends with me, Ben Weatherstaff?
How long has they been here?
I think it's been about a month.
That's beginning to do Misselthwaite credit. That's a bit fatter than there was and there's not quite so yellow. I look like a young plucked crow when they first come into this garden.
I know I'm fatter. My stockings are getting tighter. They used to make wrinkles. I want to ask you, if you wanted to make a flower garden, what would you plant?
Bulbs and sweet-smelling things, but mostly roses.
Do you like roses?
Yes, I do. I have learned that by a young lady I have a gardener too. She had a lot in a place she were fond of, and she loved them like they were children. I've seen her bend over and kiss them. That were as much as 10 years ago.
Where is she now?
Heaven. According to what Parson says.
What happened to the roses?
They was left to themselves.
When roses look brown and dry, how can you tell whether they are dead or alive?
Wait till spring. Wait till sun shines on rain, and rain falls on sunshine, and then they'll find out. Why does they care so much about roses and such all of a sudden?
I want a place that I have a garden of my own.
Well, there's not much else, it's true.
Those roses, the ones that were left to themselves, do you ever go and see them?
Now, look here, don't ask so many questions. That the worst wench for asking questions I've ever come across.
All right.
Get thee round to the wood and see if there's any rabbits to watch. I've done talking for today.
Brown squirrel is listening, and two rabbits. You were charming them, like the natives in India charm snakes.
There, see, they've not gone far. They feel safe still. I'm Dickon, and I know that, Miss Mary.
Did you get Martha's letter?
That's why I come. Look, I've got the garden tools and all the seeds.
Will you show them to me?
Aye, of course.
Let us sit down on this log and look at them.
Here's a lot of mignonette and poppies. Mignonette's the sweetest thing as grows, and poppies will come up and bloom if you just whistle to them. Was that robin calling us?
Is it really calling us?
There he is, in the bush. Whose is he?
He's Ben Weatherstaff's, but I think he knows me a little.
Aye, he knows thee. He tells me he's a friend of yours.
Do you understand everything a bird say?
I've lived on the moor with him till I think I'm one of them.
Will these grow for me? I know nothing about gardening.
I'll plant them for thee myself. Where is the garden?
Why, oh dear.
There's got a bit of garden, hasn't there?
I... Could you keep a secret if I told you one? It's a great secret. I don't know what I should do if anyone found out. I believe I should die.
If I couldn't keep secrets, there'd be no safe on the moor. Aye, I can keep secrets.
Well, I've stolen a garden. Nobody wants it. Nobody takes care of it. Nobody ever goes into it. Nobody has any right to take it from me when I care about it and they don't. They're letting it die or shut up by itself.
Hey.
I found it myself, and I got into it. I was only like the robin. They wouldn't take it from the robin.
Where is it?
Come with me, and I'll show you. Here. Come in. You must close the door. It's a secret garden. I'm the only one in the world who wants it to be alive.
It's a queer, pretty place. It's as if a body was in a dream. I never thought as I'd see this place.
Did you know about it?
Aye, was used to wonder what it was like. Hey, the birds as will be here come springtime. It'd be the safest nesting place in England. No one ever coming near, and tangles of trees and roses to build in.
I thought all the roses were dead.
Not all of them. Look here. There's lots of dead wood, but this here's a new bit.
Are you sure?
Aye. It's as wick as you and me.
Mother told me what wick means. It means alive. I'm glad it's wick. Let's count how many wick ones there are.
They've run wild. But the strongest ones have ever thrived on it. They've grown and grown and spread till there's a wonder. See here. A body might think this was dead wood. It's not, though. There.
Yes, yes, I see.
When it looks a bit greenish and juicy like that, it's wick. When the inside is dry and breaks easy, like this earpiece, it's done for. If the old wood's cut off, there'll be a fountain of roses here this summer. Here, now, use the new fork and loosen the earth. That's it, aye. Who cleared the weeds from around the bulbs over there?
I did. They were so small, and they looked as if they had no room to breathe.
A gardener couldn't have told thee better. Hey, they will be a sight. I'll tell thee something. Someone, besides the robin, must have been here since it was shut up.
But the door was locked and the key was buried.
Maybe so. But there's been a bit of pruning done here later than 10 years ago.
But how could it have been done?
Aye, how could it?
Will you come here and help me? I can dig and pull up weeds and do whatever you tell me. Oh, do come, Dickon.
I'll come every day. If thou wants me, it'll be the best fun I've ever had in my life.
If you will help me to make it come alive, I'll... I don't know what I'll do.
I'll tell thee what they'll do. They'll get fat and strong, and they'll learn to talk to the robin.
Dickon, you're as nice as Martha said you were. I like you, and you make the fifth person.
Only 5 folks as the likes. Who is the other 4?
Your mother, and Martha, and the robin, and Ben Weatherstaff. Do you like me?
I likes thee wonderful, and so does the robin.
That's 2 then. That's 2 for me. 12 o'clock. I shall have to go for my dinner. Will you come back for tomorrow?
Aye. Run and get the victuals.
Whatever happens, you would never tell.
If thou was a missile thrush and showed me where the nest was, dost thou think I'd tell anyone? That's as safe as a missile thrush.
Here's that dinner. That's late. Where's that been?
I've seen Dickon.
I knew he'd come. How does they like him?
Oh, I think he's beautiful.
He's the best lad as ever was born, but has never thought he was handsome. His nose turns up too much.
Oh, I like it to turn up.
Where will I plant the seeds?
How do you know he brought seeds?
He'd be sure to. He's such a trusty lad. If I was you, I'd ask Ben Weatherstaff to find you a corner. Don't go troubling the head gardener. He's too grand, Mr. Roach is.
If it was out of the way and no one wanted it, no one could mind me having it, could they?
There wouldn't be no reason. You wouldn't do no harm. Now, I've got something to tell you. Mr. Craven came back this morning and I think he wants to see you.
Oh, why? He didn't want to see me when I first came.
Mrs. Medlock says it's because of Mother. She made bold to stop him when he passed through Thwaite Village and she said something has put him in mind to see you before he goes away again.
Martha, is he really a monster?
That's not a way to talk. He's thy uncle and thy guardian.
It's what someone said of him when I was in India. I didn't believe it, but I've been thinking, perhaps it's true.
Now then.
Perhaps that's why he doesn't like people to see him.
He's a busy man and he's away travelling a lot. He doesn't have time to see people.
When I finish my dinner, I'm going out into the garden. If I'm not here, I expect he will forget about me.
Martha?
Yes, Mrs. Medlock?
Her hair's rough. Go and help her brush it and slip on her best dress. Make her neat for Mr. Craven. Hurry with her, Martha. We're to go directly.
The Secret Garden. Dramatised by Judy Allen from the novel by Frances Hodgson Burnett. Mary Lennox, Jessica Marshall Gardner. Mrs. Medlock, Beryl Reed. Ben Weatherstaff, Robin Bailey. Martha, Harriet Walter. Dickon, Ian Taylor. Music was by Elizabeth Parker, and The Secret Garden was directed by John Taylor.